Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
The news continues to cover the news, but we're going to give you and us a day of corona-free virus talk. Which is kind of maybe what I'm about to do with Mark Baser, a friend of ours who you see do his talk show from The Hideout and on Channel 11, WTTW. Mark, are you there?
I am. What are you going to talk about that's not coronavirus?
No, you be me for a minute. What would you do?
Well, it's interesting because you could talk about things that were completely not coronavirus, but I feel, and I tried to do this the other day on an online show we did, everything is still tinged with it, which is kind of interesting. Like, for example, I'm terrible at it, trying to learn how to play guitar. Why am I trying to learn how to play guitar?
Right.
Because I'm sitting in my house all day.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I've been doing that too. I think they'd hit the buzzer on me on that one. Tell us things that you are... See, I think if I just don't say virus or COVID, then I can get away with it. If I just said, hey, welcome to the show, tell me things that you are learning to do that you didn't used to learn to do. Tell me an activity that you're engaged in more these days. I don't know that. Do I get buzzed on that, Mark?
Does that qualify? Well, I mean, again, like any. But okay, let's go back to what you were talking about before this hit. Anything you hit was in some ways related to what was going on in the world, whether or not, you know, if you were just talking about play, it was still based on the fact that it was 2019 or 2018 or 2017, and there were these things that were going on outside. Excuse me. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess everything is related to, I think it qualifies. I think you're fine with it, is what I'm trying to say.
Now, if you sneeze during an answer.
I was just going to say, could I ask, oh, I hope you don't have a respiratory element.
Yeah. I don't know why. You know what happened? Honestly, I'll be quite frank with you. I had 5 Triscuits before we got on the phone, and I did not have any water.
And, you know, like, somebody coughs tomorrow on the air and we're worried about them, we go, hey, have you been eating a lot of Triscuits without enough water?
I got a box of family-sized Triscuits, and I dumped them into this, like, jar to so it would look aesthetically pleasing. And there aren't many Triscuits in the family-sized Triscuits, is what I learned.
Have you ever noticed that only one side of them is salted?
No.
Is that right?
Yeah, get out of town.
Because I eat a lot of Triscuits, but
I do too.
Put them on one side or the other, only one side is salted.
I love Mark's strategy, though. I'm not just noshing food out of a box like some... I've displayed them in this glass vessel, and it's more...
They look beautiful.
You would pay $18 for this at a finer restaurant.
You know what they look like? They look like I made them myself. They look...
I'll take a jar of smokehouse nuts or the package, then I pour them in the bowl, and then I eat them, and then I pour more in the bowl and I eat them. I could just eat them out of the bag, but that would not be so refined, and we're trying not to
classic.
Live like cave
not
people.
Classic.
Here.
That's right. How are you doing?
I don't know. there's one other thing I was going to mention to you, and it escapes me. You tweeted the other day that if New Jersey has a benefit concert, and they have Bon Jovi and they have Bruce Springsteen. That's New Jersey staples there. What would the Chicago version of that be? And I thought you were throwing down. I thought you were
No. I'm not from. I have no Jersey connection.
Well, you're a Red Sox guy. I thought maybe this is your East Coast.
They play far from New Jersey in the world of the East Coast.
Really?
That's enemy territory.
Really?
Okay. But I'm a huge Springsteen fan. So what happened was I was, you know, I follow every single possible fan site or whatever about Springsteen. And then I saw that he was doing a home performance, which he did. And you could eventually watch it online. But it was in the New Jersey, New York, tri-state area, whatever it's called. They TV stations carried it, and then they raised money for the New Jersey Pandemic Relief Fund, and it raised $6 million, or $5.9 or something like that, very close. And they had Springsteen, and they had Bon Jovi, and they had, I think Danny DeVito was part of it, Jon Stewart was part of it. So there were others that I didn't know, but I thought, like, God, Illinois could, I was actually the opposite. I was throwing down against New Jersey. I was like, Illinois could hold its own. Like, Illinois, why aren't we doing that? Yeah. GN should do it. GN has the clout to get Cheap Trick and get...
Wait, hold on. I don't want to hear your lineup. I have to take a break. Come back and give me the first three acts that walk onto your stage. In the order they walk on, I'll do the same. Bertrand, you can play if you want. Give me the first three bands that walk onto the stage for the Chicago-centric coronavirus relief concert. They have to be alive.
I was just going to ask.
So you can't have Dan Fogelberg, but you can have whoever you want. And it could be country, it could be pop, it could be jazz, it could be rock, whatever. It could be a band, it could be a solo act. You know, some of the bands have lost the original members, but I'm not going to beat you up for that. And there'd be more than three at this concert that we're going to have. But tell me the first three that walk out. I want you to call and do the same. 312-981-7200. This is the concert you would want to go to. It's the virtual Chicago coronavirus benefit concert.
Not to be too fine a point on it, but in their prime or as they are constituted now?
Right now. They're in their home.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're in their kitchen. They're in their living room.
Yeah.
You see, I love seeing everybody's homes. Like, they're playing like that.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Give me your three.
We get by on love and faith. We get by with a smile on our face.
Guys, I think I'm having Mavis Staples come out first.
Yeah, I am too now that you played that.
With help from our kin.
Ben Harper.
We get by. Through thick and through.
Can you see this opening up the concert?
We get by. We get by. No matter what happens, I'll be there for you. We get by.
So Staples then, you know, after a couple songs walks off, out comes Wilco. And then Chance the Rapper. Although Chance isn't the third act in anybody's lineup, but
he's the headliner.
I think you've got to open with Mavis. Mark Baser, your thoughts. Go.
Did you watch the Rolling Stones perform the other day?
No.
It was great. Everybody should look it up. And what I love about it is nobody's walking on any stage. Everybody's in their homes. And the Stones were in separate. They're each of their homes, and they played You Can't Always Get What You Want. And first of all, you got to see where Mick Jagger lives, which was cool, or one room. But it was beautiful. So I would go, you can't just have Chicago, right, because it's Illinois. So it's not. So I would have Cheap Trick. I'd love to see them all in separate rooms in their separate homes playing.
No judging. A little bit of judging, but go ahead.
Great bands.
Yeah.
I would love to have hosting it, or at least showing up to do something. And this is not an act, a music act, but I'd love to have Bill Murray. I feel like that. Let's raise some money. Let's get Bill Murray. Who doesn't want to tune in for that? And here you might judge, but I love him. I'd love to have Kanye. I'd love to see what Kanye does in his house.
Kanye was on my list and got kicked off by me. I don't need that. You know what, Kanye? We've got Chance. We've got Common. God bless you. You could sell out the United Center. We don't need your crap right now.
So I open with Buddy Guy.
Nice.
And then go to Chicago.
Right.
And finish with Chance.
Yeah.
But we're missing a crooner or some mellow singer that
somebody that belts out some standards for you?
Yeah, that I can't think of.
Let's see. I'm looking at the list. How about Jennifer Hudson? It's more gospel, isn't it? She would be. I mean, how do you not invite her? 312-981-7200. We asked you to. This was Mark Baser's idea. Literally, I did send this to the management team here because we've got nothing to do but orchestrate a gigantic concert like this. But I thought, you know, who else would be a logical MC for this if Bill Murray's not available? Is the longest continually working disc jockey in America, a guy named Bob Surratt, who does our morning show. He was spinning these songs when they were first coming out in the 19-somethings on WLS.
If you wanted to see all different living conditions, our crime reporter suggested R. Kelly.
No.
Not invited. Mickey, you're on WGN. Who are the three acts that come on your concert, sir?
Hey, just a quick thing about the Rolling Stones the other night. I especially liked the drummer Watts playing exquisite drum on the Books, because he had a bunch of Books. There was no, so they're not playing
nice.
Live.
Nice.
They're not playing live.
Cool.
You know, two of them have been mentioned, Cheap Trick and Buddy Guy. But the third, representing a whole different genre of music, but a band that did actually a lot better than people realize, is the Freddie Jones Band, and they're very local, and they're still playing today.
Great call. Mickey, thanks for joining us. Hopefully we can put this together, okay?
Bye-bye.
Naturally, our lines are lit up. Kathy, you're next. You're on WGN. Who's in the concert?
Hey, John, how are you today?
Good.
I have Styx, but you have to have Dennis DeYoung there, too, you know. And my other one was REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, right.
And, of course, Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I thought about Styx, but they're not really Styx anymore. That's the problem.
But if you had the remaining Styx and you had Dennis DeYoung doing a part of it with it, because he's kind of the crooner, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe if they're not on the same building, they would do it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, some of these reunions are going to be harder to get together. You could do Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I like your thinking there, Kathy. I knew Styx would be on the list, so I didn't put it on mine. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Regina. You're on WGN. Who's at the concert, Regina?
Well, some of mine have already been, well, I guess all of mine have been mentioned, but my number one would be Chicago, and then number two would be Styx. I didn't know that they're not still, yeah, they're probably not as a big group anymore, but Dennis DeYoung, definitely. And my third one would be definitely Buddy Guy, because I love blues music.
Yeah, right. And so in that order, Chicago, then Styx, then Buddy Guy?
Yes.
Because this is critical. Okay, good to know. Regina, thank you. John?
I want to see Buddy Guy in his kitchen playing a song. I want to see that.
Yeah.
And I'd contribute money to, I'm sure Illinois has a pandemic relief fund.
I thought that when Saturday Night Live was doing their, they've been doing their shows from home, versions of it, right? I think they don't have to, if the material doesn't work in the capacity that they have to do it now, and some of it is okay and some of it doesn't work at all, I think they could just give us tours of their apartments or houses where they live in. I'll bet some of them are pretty threadbare and some of them are pretty lavish. I'm always looking over the shoulders
actually,
when there's a live hit.
They did the news on SNL, and there's, who is it, Michael Che, who's got like a regular dude's apartment, who's in his 20s, and then I forget the other, Colin Jost, who's married to Scarlett Johansson, and he's got a beautiful place.
Scarlett Johansson, he's got a nice place. Are you kidding me? Yeah, how about that? John, you're on WGN Radio. If we did a benefit concert with Chicago artists, who would headline for you, John? You're on the air.
No, I'm looking at Boston.
Nice. Wait, Boston's from Chicago?
Oh, no, but what the heck, why not?
Oh, no. No.
And then we do Ides of March.
Okay, I'll have to see where they're from. Who else you got?
Ides of March.
Yeah, I know that.
Ides of March Cloth. Oh, okay. Oh, and then the Rolling Stones are here.
Rolling Stones, okay.
It's got to be Illinois. It's got to be Illinois representing Illinois.
Vital Otter. Thank you, John. Vital Otter, you're on WGN Radio.
The Stones recorded here, right? The Stones did record an album in Chicago.
Yeah, down at Chess Records.
I don't know. Madonna played here once.
Not
she's not
well.
From Chicago, so we could steal her. No, wait, you've got to have Chicago roots or a deep Chicago connection.
Well, Illinois. The whole state is involved.
Okay. I guess so. I'm trying to, you know, I don't know any bands south of I-80 anyway. I guess you could get some East St. Louis Metro, Chicago, Carbondale, Springfield.
Sean Colvin came out of...
Oh, Champaign Urbana's got some bands.
Yeah, Alison Krauss. There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really? Alison Krauss is from around there?
She's from Champaign, I think.
Sean wanted to jump in here. Sean, you're on WGN. Who are we missing, Sean?
Hi. You've got some great bands out there, but the one name that popped into my head was Jennifer Hudson. She's really deep rooted in Chicago.
Yeah, she could almost close, right? Just burn a house down. She would be awesome.
Yeah. if she has such a wide range, you could get all your different mixes in there.
I like your thinking, Sean. All right, give her a call for us and let her know what we have in mind, okay?
Oh, sure. I'll do that right away.
Vital Otter, I believe, is what the nickname is of the person on line three. Hi, you're on WGN.
Buddy Guy, of course.
Got it.
Eddie Vedder.
Got
it. Of course. And REO Speedwagon.
Okay.
Big Twist and the Metal Fellows from the Grave.
Yeah, but they're not around.
I know, too bad. They were great.
Yeah, we could do a memorial concert with some of those people.
What was Big Twist
name? Miles Davis.
Larry Nolan, right, was Big Twist?
That was Big Twist. Yeah. He played a lot down in Carbondale.
How about that? I used to say, I think Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows were there when I was there, now that you mention it.
Go dogs.
Bite them, dogs. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're out of time. All right, Mark Baser, you got us thinking here. Hopefully somebody will put it together and we'll have it on, and they'll all do it from their homes, and we'll all dial in, and we'll raise millions of dollars for local and national relief. All right, buddy. You stay well.
All right.
I trust everybody's okay at the Baser house.
Yeah, we're doing all right. I just heard a fight upstairs, but other than that, seems to be fine.
Are you speaking through one of those masks? Because you sound awful muffled.
No. I couldn't find my headphones. I'm just picking up my mic.
All right. I'm hanging up on you. Thank you, Mark. It's 11:28. WGN Radio News. Steve Bertrand has that coming up.